9 p.m. by Benrus. Benrus.
That means Kaiser Frazer. That means Walter Winchell. Walter Winchell is brought to you by the men who sell and service the Kaiser Automobile and the Frazer. You can win one of the 145 prizes in the great new Kaiser Frazer contest. Every prize winner will receive $1,000 towards the purchase price of a new 1949 Kaiser or Frazer. Listen closely now. Go to your nearest Kaiser Frazer dealer and examine the new Kaiser. First, look at the low, low Kaiser price tag. Then, see how much Kaiser gives you for your money. The big 123.5-inch wheelbase, the 10 feet 4 inches of seating space, and the great Kaiser Thunderhead engine with its high, high compression ratio. Now, ask for your entry blank. On it, you'll find one simple statement for you to complete in 25 words or less. Then, mail your entry as directed. That's all. But act tomorrow. The contest closes in 2 weeks. But now, Kaiser Frazer, builder of cars that make automobile history, presents the reporter of news that makes world history. So who, what, where, when, why, from the man America listens to most, Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South American. All the ships at sea, let's go to press. The North Pole. The 7 American airmen who crash-landed 350 miles near the pole last Thursday have been rescued. Little Rock, Arkansas. 6 states hit by tornadoes over the weekend counted 28 dead and 200 injured. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The 2-week walkout by the coal miners, which ends at midnight tonight, cost them over $55 million in salaries. Baltimore. Airplane manufacturer Glenn L. Martin reported today that his firm suffered a net loss of over $16 million last year. New York City. The funeral services for Jack Capp, 47, president of Decca Records, will be held tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at 87th Street and Park Avenue. Greenwich, Connecticut. It's a baby girl for the Burt Parks at Greenwich Hospital. He's the MC on Stop the Music. Congratulations. New York City. It's a baby boy for the Judge Irving L. Levy's of the Supreme Court. Doctor's Hospital, New York. Mrs. Levy is the former Emily Wilkins, the fashion creator. Baltimore. The Tommy Dorseys just telephoned that they will be free late in 49. Mrs. Tommy Dorsey is the former Janie New of the Broadway stage. South Bend, Indiana. Irene Dunn of Hollywood, a great moving picture star, received a very great honor today from Notre Dame University. The first actress to receive its medal in 67 years. New York City. Hugo Rogers is expected to resign very soon as the leader of Tammany Hall. There are 3 factions already fighting to appoint his successor. Jacksonville, Florida. Lois DeFee, the tallest of the striptease stars, just reported being robbed of all her gems. Philadelphia. The police have ordered an investigation of all private clubs in Philadelphia because Hubert E. Madden, a prominent automobile executive, was kicked to death in a fight last night. Here is real news. Montreal. Dr. Ernest Ayer of McGill University perfected tests by which cancer can be detected in women 1 year in advance. Behind the international news, Ankara. 9 major changes took place in the Soviet top command during the month of February. Vasilevsky, the conqueror of China, whose presence there was first revealed by Walter Winchell, has ordered a general mobilization of the first reserves. General Vasilevsky is now the Mr. Big of the Red Army. Moscow. The Russians have put the big squeeze on Sweden. Norway, a member of the Atlantic Pact, will consider the invasion of Sweden an act of war. London. The rumor is very strong tonight that Prime Minister Attlee is in Washington or will soon be on his way there. Paris. David Bruce, according to the diplomatic colony, may be the next ambassador to France. London. Sir Colville, Sanford, Barclay, son of Lady Van Sittart, and Rosamund Elliott were married here. Bern. Russia is getting ready for a military move of some kind. Most of the intelligence services believe it will be against Tito or Iran. Just as many others, however, in the High Intelligence Command think this is it. The Washington ticker. The government will shortly break another big spy case. There will be at least 3 big changes by mid-June in the top side of the Department of Justice. As of tonight, the next ambassador to Ireland may be Frank Matthews of Omaha. Treasury Department insiders think that the tax bill will be the same this year as last. Judge Jerome Frank has refused to testify as a character witness for Alger Hiss. American intelligence reports from Berlin, Germany, say that Ilse Koch will be convicted by the German courts. Mr. and Mrs. United States, well, spring is finally here. Be sure not to miss it. Spring, ladies and gentlemen, is the time of youth. But you have to be a little older before you appreciate it. No matter how many nations scrap their treaties, the pussy willows always keep their word to come back in March. No matter how many hobnailed boots have marched across their fields, the brave little crocuses courageously show their colors again. The navies of the world may fight for control of the oceans, but their combined strength and force cannot control the laughter of a brook. The fastest jet plane may measure the might of man, but the first robin of spring is measured only by man's sentiment. The spring is more than a season, and only a man of shortening years can measure spring's lengthening days. The green gloves on the branches, the delicate fingers of the trees, are both a promise and a signal from a power greater than any nation. That, no matter how long the winter, the buds will come again. In that great promise are all men's hopes. No matter how many armies may be in the field, the heart of the world every spring is with the babies in the park. Ladies and gentlemen, I am authorized by several distinguished Americans to make the following offer to Russia's leaders. This is a deadly serious proposal. These distinguished Americans, really interested in world science, will guarantee to post bond in any city in the world for the free passage to the United States as permanent residents of three great men of science. They are named Dr. Orbeli, the physiologist, Dr. Smallhauser, the great chemist, and Professor Dubinin, the renowned biologist. Where are these three great men of science, Mr. Stalin? They are dead, aren't they? For telling the truth. The silence of these three men are the loudest arguments that debunk your stooges, now masquerading as scientists in New York. A reporter's report to the people. Late success. This is the sort of debunking I enjoy doing every now and then because in a very few words, ladies and gentlemen, it exposes, it devastates the phony claims of the Russians as peace lovers. They send over their men of letters and the arts to bring men of goodwill and peace together. That's what they say. But the United Nations has long had a committee called the Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. It was chiefly set up to promote the free flow of information and to create a world alliance on a cultural and educational basis. Now get this. 44 nations joined it. Only one refused. Russia. New York. The New York District Attorney is the talk of our town for his quiet, dignified, unruffled, and efficient manner in which he and his staff have been conducting the wiretapping probe, now before the New York grand jury. The revelations will soon explode from here to California, and certain shysters will wind up in prison. Washington. One of the leading wiretappers in the New York case, by the way, openly boasts that he is not worried about ever being prosecuted. He brags that he has so much on nearly all the lawmakers in Washington that none of them, he says, dare go after him. Well, this is to acquaint him with the very latest news. Sometime this week, Congressman Jack Kennedy of Massachusetts, the son of Joseph P. Kennedy, the former ambassador, will offer a new bill to make any person with unauthorized wiretapping machinery as suspect as one with burglar tools. I don't know how much time this is going to take, but I'm staying on, boys. New York. General Vaughn, General Vaughn, here is what you can call an important medal. The one just pinned on my chest by Russia. Here is the citation, as reported today by United Press, discussing the reception to Shostakovich. The Literary Gazette of Moscow said as follows. The notorious pen gangster from the Hearst Band and the radio liar Walter Winchell long tried to threaten the participants. Winchell hinted that the American Legion and other war veterans should picket the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and they did. Winchell wrote, and the State Department went into immediate action. Visas were then refused to other cultural leaders. And there you are, General Vaughn. There is what you call a real decoration. The Russian government publicly denouncing Walter Winchell. Ho-ho! I'll be back with some tips of the papers on the Mystery Tune clue. But here is Cy Harris for Kaiser and Fraser Cars.
The Kaiser is a big, big car. 123.5-inch wheelbase.
Remember that when you enter the contest.
The Kaiser has more usable seating space than any car.
Remember that when you enter the contest.
It's the most comfortable car on the road and the easiest to handle.
Remember that when you enter the contest.
It's unbelievably economical to operate the Kaiser.
Remember that when you enter the contest.
The Kaiser has the high compression Thunderhead engine.
Remember that when you enter the contest.
And at today's low prices, the Kaiser is one of the great automobile values of all time.
And remember that when you enter the contest.
Enter the $145,000 contest tomorrow.
Get an entry blank at your Kaiser Fraser dealers tomorrow.
Now, back to Walter Winchell.
International news. Get in touch with Park Davis. They have a thrilling story about the girl who discovered chloromycetin, the new drug that may wipe out typhoid fever. Her name is Dr. Mildred Rebstock, 28, a very good-looking blonde, too. New York Mirror. Lila Ernst, the ingenue in the Broadway musicals, was married in Buffalo this week. His name is Vincent Carbone of High Button Shoes, the Broadway hit. To the San Antonio Light. A Texas girl will be married to the son of a very rich London publisher. Her name is Louise Renfro of San Angelo, Texas. She marries Bruce Tuck, the son of Sir Reginald Tuck in London, April 26. L.A. Express. Marion Bell, who is the leading lady in Brigadoon, has filed for divorce in Los Angeles. Her husband is J. Allen Lerner, who was one of the authors of that hit. They were married less than 2 years ago, I believe. Washington Star. Thomas Armour Jr., the son of the noted golfer, will be married to Joyce Centner. She's the daughter of the Washington correspondent for the Hearst newspapers. They will be married at the Capitol on June 25. To the survivors of Bataan and Corregidor, the fourth annual reunion wants you at the Hotel President, Atlantic City, New Jersey, April 8th to April 10th. To the New York newspapers, thank you very much for all you are doing to enrich the Damon Runyon Cancer Fund. It will receive the entire gross receipts for the opening performance of the greatest show on earth, the Ringling Brothers Circus at Madison Square Garden, next Saturday night, April the 6th. Here is another little clue to the Stop the Music mystery tune, now worth nearly $21,000. It is based on an English legend about a church and a bridge. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another edition of the Kaiser Fraser News until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who hopes that Axis Sally is now convinced that the sword of justice is mightier than any stab in the back. Good night.
Walter Winchell is brought to you each Sunday by Kaiser Fraser dealers, who urge you to enter the great Kaiser Fraser $145,000 contest tomorrow. Remember, that means Kaiser Fraser. That means Walter Winchell. Remember to enter the great Kaiser Fraser $145,000 contest tomorrow. Be sure to visit your Kaiser Fraser dealer and get your entry blank from him. This is Cy Harris speaking for Kaiser Fraser. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.